BS 876-3692.
I went with the most extreme haircut first, and then the Peakies copied me.
I didn't think my last haircut was that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't, but this is the Peaky Blinders music.
So. It is true. Great show, Peaky Blinders, if you've never watched it. I recommend it. Greg doesn't. But Greg's an idiot.
It's all right, but you need subtitles. It's annoying.
Yeah, you need subtitles, even though they're speaking English.
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh, my God!
I want to say about my mother! Wait, what?
Oh, it's a Peaky Blinders!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they speak.
It's horrendous.
It's amazing.
And the fight scenes are in slow motion for no
show.
Reason. Just fight.
Just stop talking.
You the slow motion
don't,
fight scene.
Don't try to even ruin it. You can't.
And it's too close camera.
An amazing show. Highly recommended. Peaky Blinders. It's on Netflix. All right. So I am not a Pokemon Go player.
Because you're an adult.
Do you ever download it?
No.
Adults play it all the time.
Well, all right.
Why do you have so much disdain for Pokemon Go players?
It's dumb.
It's dumb to you, Greg. It means a lot to some people.
Looking for a cartoon on your map? Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's exactly what the game is.
Yeah, great.
So what?
It's dumb.
You sit there and watch cartoons run around and play football while
it's
you yell at Gooch over the internet.
It's CGI.
Okay.
And it's a competition.
It's a fancy cartoon is what it is.
Yeah, I don't have to leave my couch.
Okay.
I'm not driving around looking for Carson Wentz on my map.
So
I think he's in the 7-Eleven parking lot. This one's worth 35,000 Rokus.
So what you're saying is you have less friends than them.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, there you have it.
Great.
Okay, because Pokemon Go players, they go out in packs, you know?
Yeah, and the best part's when they accidentally drive to a lake looking for a cartoon.
Well, this one got his leg cut off.
All right, there you go. Now I like it again.
It's your favorite story of the year.
Yeah.
It's your... cheer me up, good time, feel good story. Pokemon Go player was sitting there playing Pokemon Go, didn't pay attention to what the hell he's doing, fell on a railroad track, an electrified railroad track. I know.
Jeez.
Now it starts turning dark. Now you're like, oh, God. Yeah, lost one.
Can you really feel bad about it?
Well, yeah, I can. Because
no,
yeah,
this guy is a fool. Pay attention to your surroundings.
No, because it just because it's Pokemon Go, I mean, the guy could be texting. The
Still,
guy could be reading an email.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
I know, but
like
people trip and fall every day. You can't just take that angle and go, well, he's playing Pokemon Go, that pussy. He deserves to get his leg amputated.
Hey, I didn't say that. I said, you know, be aware of your surroundings.
Can you go gargle something?
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's constantly gargling.
I know, but get rid of whatever that is.
He's in his blood. What do you want to do?
Gargle oil. Well, listen to this, okay? The story gets worse. He falls on an electrified track because he was staring at his phone. As he fell down, he suffered third and fourth degree burns. Now, they used a term I've never heard before in my life, but the burns were full thickness, which means they burnt through his skin into the muscle and tissue beneath. Full thickness. I've never heard that described in a burn. They had to remove, I guess when that happens, they have to remove that muscle. They have to remove the flesh completely.
I refuse to believe somebody playing Pokemon Go had a muscle.
And then what they ended up doing is they had to remove his kneecap.
Oh, damn.
I know, because it started to rot.
All right, look, I don't think that should happen to you if you're playing Pokemon Go. I just don't like it.
Then the doctors were like, you know what? We're going to have to remove this leg completely because the kneecap is rotting. He's got no kneecap.
So what happened? He was not paying attention. He's walking on the railroad track?
He's
fell?
Not paying attention. He was getting, Ghibli Jap or whatever they're called. And he's like, oh, there's a clam with a bowler hat on. I got to get it, you know? And fell down, and basically part of his body was electrified.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you have it, and I feel bad.
How did you win that game, by the way?
I've never played it. All I know is...
this guy lost?
I have a horrible joke. It's really bad.
Oh, well, that's new.
It's... it's really bad, because... at least this guy might be, maybe he lived out his dream because part of him became Charizard.
I don't even understand.
Oh, man. I get it, but that was bad.
Let's go home.